What's up, everybody? Welcome to the second episode of Game of Rings. Today we have the 4CR podcast crew. My man Dre at Real Worlds Champ on Twitter. Say what up, my man.
What's going on, people? Glad to be here, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for spending all day waiting with me to see if we can get this off. So Billy C also, my man, the 4CR creator, one of the coolest people of all time. He got really far in the WWE 2K16 tournament at the WWE WrestleMania Access at WrestleMania 31. Tell him about that, Billy.
That was kind of a fluke thing, but it was a good time. And maybe I will try and win that championship in New Orleans next year. We will see.
That'll be awesome. You and Xavier Woods one-on-one for the title. So, all right, let's get to round one. I'm going to give you guys the categories, and then we'll start with Dre to go first. He can pick any category with any point rating you want to go with, and we'll just go from there, just like Jeopardy, basically. And so category one is managers, like people who manage other wrestlers, championship titles, failed football players, the year 2006, and indies, as in independent wrestling. So start it off, Dre. Which category do you want to go with first?
I'm going to go with managers for 100.
All right. Or one star. We're gonna, because we do it like the Dave Meltzer rating system.
Ah, one star, yeah.
That was my man Smalls. He's like, yo, you should do stars. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. So, yeah, we're going to go with that. All right. So, managers. My bad. I went to the wrong category. Hello. All right, managers, one star. Brock Lesnar's current representative. And then that's on you, Dre.
I think we might have lost him.
Yeah, I think that
is no, I'm here.
Okay, cool. So Dre, the question is Brock Lesnar's current representative.
Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman, that is correct for one star. Dre starting it off, 1-0. And Billy, it's on you, my man.
Ooh, let's go to 2006, and I want to start right in the middle. Let's go 3 stars on that one.
Yeah, I like
can
that.
Can we do that?
I like that. Yo, we could totally do that. All right, so this WrestleMania took place in 2006.
It was 23, right? WrestleMania 23?
No. Dre, would you like to steal?
Yes, I would. That would be 22.
Yeah,
boom. No. 3 stars for Dre, and Dre, it's still your board.
I'm going to go with managers for 5 stars.
Ooh, all right. So we've done a 1, a 3, and a 5. All right, so 5 stars. A Russian that manages a Bulgarian currently in the WWE.
That would be Lana managing Rusev.
Damn, that's huge. I probably should have switched that from being a 5-star question.
Yeah.
9-0, but it's early. Last week we had like a 20-something point comeback, so I wouldn't worry about it. Billy, where you at, baby? What do you want to do?
Oh, God, I better do 2006 again, but I better start with 1 star, I guess.
Won the Royal Rumble from the number 2 spot in 2006.
Oh, my God, I knew that was going to be the question. 2006 Royal Rumble.
I'll give you a little hint. Is like he set the longevity record while winning from the number 2.
Oh, Rey Mysterio.
There are hints. Definitely hints.
That was Rey Mysterio.
Got to keep it like a work, you know? Like I got to be like a wrestling rep. But
I was ready to steal.
Oh, I know. And then that's another thing. Like sometimes, like the other guy will be like, "Oh, I don't even know." So like, yeah, if you know, let me know so you can't steal because I sometimes fuck that up just from being a terrible new host at this whole thing. So anyway, Dre, your turn. You're up 1-9.
I'm gonna go failed football players for 5 stars.
I like it. All right, so I switched this one. Originally, this was the 2-star question. Wore the number 66 on the Packers before Ray Nitschke, and he body slammed Yokozuna.
That would be the total package, Lex Luger.
That it is. So that's 5 stars. Damn. All right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Damn, so that is now 14-1. Billy C, it's on you, baby.
Does that mean my score is worse than Luger?
Yes, and that is the greatest reference of the show so far. I love it.
Now, I will bring up old references because I am the first multi-time guest on the Beard and Hat Connection.
Yep.
And possibly the only one that I remember.
Yeah, you're the only multi-time guest so far. We tried to bring it back, actually, and this is why I have you recording this podcast, because me and Mike did the same podcast 3 times in one night and couldn't get the whole thing to record. So we're still going to bring that back eventually. Don't you worry about it, folks. But anyway, that is on Billy C.
Let's do Indies for 1 star.
All right. Owned by Mike Quackenbush and features Ultramantis Black.
That would be Chikara.
That is correct for 1 star. So you at 2 1-star questions, so you have 2 points, and you're down 14-2. It's on you, Dre.
I'm gonna go failed football players for 4 stars.
All right, all right, all right. This is the first African American to win a singles title in the WWF and played linebacker for a short time for the Dallas Cowboys.
Fuck. I have no idea.
Billy, you want to
No
steal this one? You want me to read it again also? I could do that.
idea. Now, is it any, like, what was it? Did he just want any title? Like,
Yeah, the first singles title for an African American in the WWF. And he played linebacker for Dallas. I was surprised when I read this that he was the first African American to win a singles title because it was kind of late.
the only one I could think of is Ahmed Johnson.
Well, you would be correct for 4 stars.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that's what I said when I read it. I was like, okay.
I was
That
like,
was
is.
another one that would have been 3 stars, and I changed it to 4 because that was too hard. I was like, this has got to be moved. Like on my thing, I have the arrows all drawn around so I don't mess it up.
Well, because I
Oh,
was
man.
thinking, when you said singles champion, the first one I could think of was Ahmed. Because, I mean, of
Yeah.
course, there was, like Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson and, tag champions, but I couldn't think of a singles guy other than Ahmed.
Yep, that Intercontinental title reign, my favorite title. And man, I was a mark for Ahmed as a kid. It sucked he didn't last as long as he should have. He went to the Nation of Domination, just kind of ruined his whole run. But anyway, that goes to you, Billy, and it's now 7-14, so you came back a lot right there, 50%.
Let's see. How about 2006, 2 stars?
All right. Shane and Vince McMahon lost to Shawn Michaels and this celestial entity in 2006.
It's God.
Did you answer? I kind of cut off for a second.
Oh yeah, he lost. It was God, right? And they take on God.
Yep, it was God.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. So yeah, 9-14, and it's on you, Dre.
I'm gonna go championship titles for 4 stars.
All right. Let's go. Bruno Sammartino held this title for 2,803 days.
That would be the WWWF title.
Yep, WWE Championship and WWF Championship would also have been acceptable answers because it's all the same. And yep, that's 4 stars for you, my man. So we got you at 17-9, Billy C.
So let's do championship
I mean,
belts
18-9, by the
for
way. I
five
can't count.
stars.
Championship belts for 5 stars. All right. Ricky Steamboat defeated Steve Austin for this title in September of 1992.
The WCW television title.
Ooh, that was a good one. That was kind of a trick question because this is the U.S. title. I thought someone might guess. All right, so 5 more for Billy, which puts him at 14. So 14-18. Dre, you're up.
Let's go managers for 3 stars.
All right. Managed RVD and Sabu in ECW and was known for always calling it straight down the middle.
That would be Bill Alfonso.
Yes, sir. So that's 3 more. Boom, boom. 21-14. Billy C.
Gosh, what's left? What's left in 2006? 4 stars?
2006. Yep, and 5 star.
Let's go 4 star.
All right. ROH Final Battle 2006 featured the Briscoe brothers. I can't read my own words here. Oh, facing off with these current W. All right, so ROH Final Battle 2006 featured the Briscoe brothers facing off with this team of current WWE employees.
Is it Jimmy Jacobs? And maybe it was Tyler Black.
Nope.
Oh.
Dre, you want to steal that one?
Just wait for my time. I mean,
I'll give
I'm
you
a
one
throw
hint
out.
right here, is that it's like the team has a name in the Indies. So the ROH Final Battle, the Briscoe Brothers fought a team of current WWE guys, but their team had a name, this team that they fought.
The Kings of Wrestling?
Boom. Yeah,
Oh,
exactly.
I pulled it out of my ass. I pulled that out of my ass.
Yeah, I figured that'd be a kind of a hard one in the 2006 category. So, all right, 25-14. Billy just missed that one, so it's still Dre's turn.
2006 for 5 stars. Is that left?
Yep. TNA Victory Road 2006 was main evented by Scott Steiner, Samoa Joe, Christian Cage, and this man.
Jeff Hardy?
Nope. You want to try it with Billy?
Victory Road 2006.
Yep. Big Papa Pump, Samoa Joe, and Christian, and this man.
Fuck.
Was it Jeff Jarrett?
No, both Jeffs. I like that, but no. It was actually Sting, the
Damn.
man they call Sting.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, that's why that's a 5-star. That's all good. All right, so it's on you, Billy. It's your turn, brother.
Oh, let's see. What
And
is
2006
left?
is done.
2006 is done.
Managers, there's 2 stars and 4 stars. Championship titles, 1, 2, and 3. Failed footballers, we still got 2 and 3. And 1, and then Indies we have 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Let's do Indies for 5 stars.
All right. James Ellsworth has competed in this company's Tournament of Death.
CZ Dub.
Yes, sir. The Combat Zone. All right, so that's
That is
5 more. That was not a 5-star question.
That game is a giveaway.
Well, I mean, pretty much all the Indies ones are pretty layups. That was actually the hardest watch. You got to see. You guys haven't done the Indies yet, but trust me, that'll get really harder than that. All right, it's up to Dre. Yep. And it's now 19-25. Dre's up.
Championship titles for 2 stars.
All right. AJ Styles was the first to hold this title in TNA in 2002.
The X Division Championship.
Yep. And so that's 27-19, and it's Billy's board.
Let's see. What's left in championship titles?
1 and 3.
Let's go one.
All right. Thrown in the trash by Alundra Blaze on a WCW Monday Nitro episode.
The WWF Women's title.
That is correct, sir. That puts you at 20-27. Dre's board.
Can I go championship titles for 3? Close that
Yep.
out.
Okay. This title had a 24/7 rule instated at WrestleMania 18.
That would be the WWF WWE Hardcore Championship.
Yep, correct. Yeah, and you can say WWE if you want on most WWF ones. The Alundra Blaze one was pretty specific, so that's cool. Billy said it, but yeah, that was cool. All right, so that's another 3 for you, my man. 30-20. Billy C, you're bored.
Oh, let's see. Let's go. You said there's a 4-star indie question left.
Yep.
I'll take that one.
All right, their first show had a main event of Christopher Daniels, Bryan Danielson, and Loki.
Ring of Honor, Philadelphia.
That is correct. Yeah, and that was I went to see them, live the other day, and that was a big deal because Daniels won, so I had to shout that out. All right, Dre, you're bored. It is now 24-30. You're up.
Indies for 3. Is that still available?
Yep. Used to be known as NWA Hollywood, NWA Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Fuck, I didn't know they changed their name.
It's kind of a trick question, to be fair.
I don't know, NWA Hollywood?
No, they cut out the NWA part. They lost the NWA. So sorry. My bad. I just ruined fucking Billy's chance to steal right there. My bad. Billy, you're bored. 30-24. That was a terrible question. The whole writing of that question was terrible. Anyway, to give that one to you, I couldn't do it.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's just championship wrestling from Hollywood.
Yes, yeah. And the way I wrote it was it used to be NWA Hollywood, but I'm like, it really was NWA championship wrestling from Hollywood. So I had to say the whole thing, and I was like, ah, this is what happens when you rush all the questions in like a 12-hour period. all right, Billy, you're bored. There's one indies left. There's two manager questions left and three failed football players left.
Let's go ahead and close out the indie category.
Runs out of Reseda, California, and features the Battle of Los Angeles.
That would be Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, who I heard had a tremendous show last night, by the way.
Yeah, I had to throw them on here, especially for that reason. Yeah, I heard good stuff, man. I tried to, like, you know, not look at it because it just makes you jealous not being there.
But, and yeah, I would probably watch more PWG if they, like, streamed it or got the DVDs out, you know, within 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, I heard that actually, like, the Battle of Los Angeles ones got out pretty quick this year, or, you know, last year. But I'm not, from experience, I don't know. I usually only buy, like, compilations from them. But, yeah, their stuff is great, and I would love to watch more of it. But, yeah, it's hard to, when they don't stream it or go out of town. So, yeah, it sucks. Dre, you're bored. It is now 26 to 30.
All right. Whatever the highest remaining failed football players question is.
All right, so it's 3 stars, and it is, quit the WWE to play football, went to MMA, but is in WWE again.
That would be Brock Lesnar.
Yes, it would be. All right, so 33 to 26, Billy C.
Wow, the comeback is Andre. I hope you feel the heat. let's see. What do we have left in managers? Is there a 3-point or a 4-point?
There's a 4 and a 2.
Let's do the 4.1.
Managed Daniel Bryan the night he lost to Sheamus in 18 seconds.
It would be the lovely and talented AJ Lee. I was live for that one, too. And in the, you know, the Citrus Bowl or wherever the hell we were, they just, the air came out of that building. I think you were there for that one, too, Dre.
I was not.
You weren't there.
28. I didn't go to 29. And it was the... It was Sun Life Stadium, sir, in Miami. The Citrus Bowl is in Orlando, which is now known as Camping World Stadium, which is where WrestleMania will be this year.
Damn, coming with that heat. And the big thing about that is it's AJ's birthday today, so shout out to her. All right, so right now it is 30 to 33. Dre, it's up to you. There's one question left in managers. There's 2 questions left in failed football players. And that's about it.
I'm going to... Whatever the highest remaining failed football player's question is.
All right, so it's 2 stars. And it is, was an Edmonton Eskimo in the CFL and main evented last year's WrestleMania 32?
That would be Mr. Roman Reigns.
Yes, and if you pumped your fist during that, you get an extra point. But I, you know.
I did not.
I can't prove it, yeah. All right, so now it's 35 to 30. And it's your board, Billy, with 2 questions left in the first round.
Let's take the other manager's one.
All right, for 2 stars, the original manager of WWF's Hart Foundation.
That would be the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, you. All right, so that's 32 to 35. And the last question from my man, Dre. Failed football players for 1 star. This man is the current Universal Champion and played... for a little while, on the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, that would be Bill Goldberg.
That it would. All right, so we got 36 to 32, and that's the end of the first round. Good stuff. Dre is winning after 1. A little fake applause, maybe. I'll do something like that. We'll see. All right, guys, let's start the second round. Since Dre has the lead, we're going to let Billy C go first. Plus, Dre went first last round. So go ahead. Out of All in the Family, category number 1, ECF and Dub, category number 2, NXT, number 3, hair matches, number 4, and breakups, number 5. If you can't tell, my girlfriend helped me pick out these categories last night. All right. Billy C.
Oh, man. I must say that I'm nervous for the intensity of the questions coming into the second round here.
There was a huge comeback in the second round of Game of Rings last week, so it's understandable to feel those nerves.
Pressure is on. The pressure is on. So I'm going to start with a category that I love. I'll go ECF and Dub. And we'll start off with 1 star.
All right, this actually might be a harder question than most of the other ones, but it's still the one-star question. Taz's FTW championship was abbreviated FTW to stand for what?
Fuck the world.
Ooh, 1 star for Billy C. All right, so 33-36, and it's Dre's turn.
I'm going to go for All in the Family for 5 stars.
Ooh. Ooh. This kayfabe Dudley brother, which also connects to the ECF and Dub category, never spoke.
That would be, God. This is, Song Guy Dudley?
Ooh, yes. That is definitely.
That's right. I mean, that could be a couple different answers.
I was going to say, I don't know if Big Dick Dudley ever talked.
Trust me, he definitely did. And mostly in like promos and stuff, but yeah, he would scream and stuff. You can't even miss it.
Okay, yeah, you're counting screaming. All right, then that's fine.
You don't see Sign Guy doing any kind of vocal. But yeah, I mean Spike Dudley obviously once in a while would talk. I don't know this Spike. Never, yeah, I guess he talked a couple times. But anyway, yeah, that was probably too easy for a 5-star one to be honest. But how you gonna do it? All right, Billy C, you're up.
Well, since Dre is going 5 stars, I'm gonna go NXT 5-star.
All right. Who won the first season of WWE NXT on the USA Network?
On the USA Network?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All I can remember
still like a reality show.
I don't know his last name, but I just hear Stone Cold calling him Big Andy. And then him getting ran
out
of the company.
Well, you're thinking of a different show. It's not Tough Enough.
Oh, it's not Tough Enough. NXT on the USA Network?
Yeah, like NXT, remember, for instance, here's like a little something. It's, you know, The Miz was his coach. Who else was a coach? Jericho was a coach of another wrestler. You know what I mean? They coached the other wrestlers, and they would get eliminated as the show went on.
Didn't Wade Barrett win that season?
Actually, he did, yeah. 5 stars for Billy C. I didn't think you'd get it, to be honest. That was a tough one. I thought before I read, I was like, didn't Daniel Bryan win? And you go back and you're like, oh, yeah, he got thrown out for not being confident enough.
Yeah, and that was my first guess. And I was like, no. And I couldn't, I didn't even think about Wade.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that one right either if I didn't write it down.
I forgot they were on the USA Network.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's why I said USA Network, because I didn't want to confuse it with like the stuff on WWE Network and stuff like that.
But, I'm right, glad so you right didn't now, say like MTV, because then I would have been like, I have no fucking idea who won that.
Yeah, that would have been some Billy Bob Hardcore Holly stuff. All right, so we got 38-41, and it's Dre's turn with the lead.
Go breakups for 5.
All right, damn, we're going big in the second round. AJ Styles was super kicked out of the Bullet Club, so this man could become the new leader.
That would be Kenny Omega.
Yep, that's a 5-star man right there. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 46-38, Billy C.
Or 6 stars if you ask David Meltzer.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also an Always Sunny in Philadelphia reference, which is a hilarious episode. But all right, kill it, Billy.
Let's go EC Dub for 2 stars.
All right. From 1994 to 2001, ECW stood for this.
Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Yep, 2 stars. Boom and boom. All right, so now it's 40-46. Dre, you're up.
I'm going to go ECW for 5 stars.
Ooh. All right, so April 13th, 2000, this WCW wrestler dropped the ECW title to Taz, who was a WWF wrestler at the time.
That would be Mike Awesome.
Yes, it would. All right, so 51-40 right now. Billy C, you're up.
Ooh, how about...
It's a high-scoring game, too.
It is. Let's do NXT for 4 stars.
All right. The four horsewomen of NXT.
Charlotte, Bayley, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, sir. So 44-51. Dre, you're up.
I'm going to go, was it hair versus hair for 5 stars?
Yeah, you could say lucha de apuestas, I think. I don't know. There's a bunch of ways you can go with that. Yeah, hair matches. All right, so for how many stars? 5? You going big again?
Yeah, 5.
All right, at WrestleMania 20, this woman lost her hair to Victoria.
That would be Molly Holly.
Damn, Dre's on a roll with these 5-star questions. All right. So
He's trying to put the game out of reach, is what he's trying to do.
he's taking all the five stars away and everything. So, all right, so it's 44 to 56. All right, it's a big game right here. 12-point lead right here. Billy C, you're up.
I better do ECW for four stars then, try to make up some ground.
All right. So, wait, I didn't hear which category, sorry.
Oh, ECF and Dub.
Okay. Sorry, yeah, cut out or something. Maybe it was my side. All right, so April 13th again, ECW held its first pay-per-view ever, known as this.
Barely Legal.
Bam, nailed it again. All right, so it's right now 48 to 56. You're up, Dre.
I'm going to go All in the Family for four stars.
All right. WWE wrestler who is actually Bray Wyatt's brother.
That would be Bo Dallas.
All right, so 60 to 48, Billy C.
Well, let's close out ECW at three stars.
At WWF Mind Games, this ECW wrestler spit beer on Savio Vega from his front row seat.
Our good buddy Robot Hammer's favorite wrestler, the Sandman.
You gotta love the Robot Hammer shout-out as well right there. So, all right, so you're at 51, and you're against 60. Dre, you're up by 9, and you have the board. ECW is out.
I'm going to go breakups for 4 stars.
All right. I like it. All right, so AJ Lee broke up with this wrestler on April 6, 2012 SmackDown.
That would be Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, you're getting all the Daniel Bryans tonight. All right, so AJ Lee's birthday again. That's the whole reason that's there. All right, and 64 to 51, Billy C.
And see, I'm glad Dre took that question because there was a time period where she went from, like, Daniel Bryan to, Punk, like, right? Dolph to Kane, yeah, to Punk.
Yeah, I was hoping it was a trick question, but, yeah, it was not tricky enough. I should have done Kane in there.
Yeah. It was close enough to WrestleMania where I was like, well, she had to have still been with, you know, Daniel Bryan because it was close enough to WrestleMania.
Yeah, true. The date of April 6th is what really gave it away. All right, so it's up to you, Billy.
Let's do hair for 4.
All right. This king lost his hair to Austin Idol in a cage match from 1987.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Yes, sir. Ooh, all right, so 55 to 64. Dre, you're up.
All in the Family for 3 stars. Okay.
Here we go. Randy Savage's brother, Lanny Poffo, was known as this in the WWF.
That would be the Genius.
Yep. And with a score like this, I guess we're going to start calling Dre the Genius. All right, it's up to you, Billy.
As long as he doesn't start reading poetry.
Yeah, all pretentiously. Yeah, you got to love it.
Oh, he can throw the Frisbees out in the crowd.
you're down with leaping Dre, just not Genius.
There you
Dre.
Go. Oh boy, let's do NXT for 3.
Alright, let's do it. Helped Sami Zayn celebrate his NXT title victory with a nasty powerbomb.
Kevin Owens.
Yes, sir. Although when I wrote it down, apparently I wrote Kevin Steen for some reason. But yes, definitely Kevin Owens. And it's now 58 to 67.
It's gonna all be right, tough to come back.
Yeah, it's all about that final Jeopardy question.
Let's go breakups for 3 stars.
All right. This 3-man squad parted ways violently on Raw 2014, June 2nd.
That would be The Shield.
Yep. Nailed it again on a roll, and I don't even remember the last time you missed a question. I should have been keeping track of that. This is, someone at home was watching this or listening to this, whatever you want to call it. You know, leave a comment about the biggest streak of hits right here because Dre's on it right now. We got to keep track of these things. All right, so now you're at 70, and my man is at 58. What do you want to do, Billy C?
Whew, I got to go big points. So we'll do hair for 3.
Yeah, all the big points are taken. Roddy Piper cut this man's hair after their WrestleMania 3 match.
Adorable Adrian Adonis.
Who was the exact opposite of adorable. You gotta love it.
Oh, great. Love the gimmick, though. I don't care what anybody says. That's good stuff.
Yeah, like as a kid, it's like, you know, you don't even appreciate it. But like when you go back, you know, it's so good. He's like a great, like a heel like that. Like if somebody did that nowadays, they would get a lot of heat probably. You could still work that. All right, so Dre, you're up.
Go All in the Family for 2 stars.
All right. This Von Erich brother was known for wrestling barefoot.
That would be Kevin Von Erich.
Yes, it would. 72-61, Billy C.
NXT for 2.
All right. So, 3 was not enough for this man in NXT. He needed 5.
I will go his proper NXT name before he lost his last name. We'll go Big E Langston.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. I have it written down as that, too. You have to have the Langston. Yeah. That is key to the NXT. So, yeah, Dre, you're up.
Let's go breakups for 2 stars.
All right. The Rockers broke up on Brutus Beefcake segment of this name.
That would be the barbershop.
Yep. Boom, nailed it. Billy C.
Boy, I better do hair for 2.
All right. This man started wearing a mask when he lost his hair to Rey Mysterio in 2010.
That would be CM Punk.
Yes, it would be. Yeah, that's like one of the most rarest toy spotting toys you can ever find. So that's
hilarious.
Pretty much. Yeah, that thing is so dope. Like that was one of the things that got me into like wrestling figures again, just seeing that toy. I was like, damn, that was such a genius idea, the hair versus hair, hiding it with the mask. Ugh.
I mean, should have scooped it up when it was like $19 and now it's like $100.
Yeah, it's probably like $200 to some people, yeah. Like it's ridiculous. I'm never getting that figure. That's just not happening.
No way.
All right, so who just nailed that? Dre did? Billy C did.
Billy.
Yeah. So cool. Alright, so hair matches 1 star. Breakups 1 star, NXT 1 star, and All in the Family 1 star. That's what we got left.
All right, let's go with All in the Family for 1 star.
These kayfabe brothers began their WWE-WWF run as part of a vampire trio.
That would be Edge and Christian.
Yep, definitely. The Brood, everybody. All right, so Billy, you're up. And that's the end of that whole page. All in the Family and ECW are out.
Let's finish up NXT.
Beat Jinder Mahal to become the first NXT champion.
Seth Rollins doing the headbanger.
Your boy Tyler
gimmick.
Black.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing it. Just dancing his way around in his underwear. All right, that's on you, Dre. 2 left. Hair matches 1 or breakups 1?
Breakups for 1 star.
This NWO tag team broke up at WCW Slamboree 1998.
Buff Bagwell and Big Papa Pump?
That's a good guess, but no. You want to go, Billy?
I do. That would be Rick and Scott, the Steiner Brothers, a.k.a. the greatest tag team of all time.
No, because it's an NWO tag team.
Yeah, an NWO tag team?
Yes.
Yeah. He said NWO. That's what I was...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I missed that part. Yeah. I was all confident in myself, so I apologize.
I'll give you half a point if you can get it right now that I said NWO tag team.
An NWO tag team that broke up.
Yeah,
well, it wasn't it. Hall and Nash, was it? They didn't break up, did they?
Since you asked it as a question, I can't give you the half a point, but yes, it was the Outsiders, which is like, yeah.
Then they split off into Hollywood and Wolfpack. That makes sense.
Yeah, it was like it had just happened, and he was on the Wolfpack with them for like half a month, and then boom, they broke my heart. All right, so Billy, his hair matches for 1 star to see if you can get a little closer for the final question. Enzo Amore beat this man for his hair in NXT, but never got to cut it.
Oh, gosh. Marcus Louis.
No, because he did cut that guy's hair, even though he didn't beat him in the match. And so who was it? Do you know, Dre?
Sylvester LaFleur.
Yeah, exactly.
Sylvester LaFleur. I knew it was one of the French guys.
Yeah, because that's what happened. Like, they beat him, you know, like Sylvester ran away and they caught Marcus Louis and they shaved his head. So 76 right now to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 66. All right, so it's a 10-point game. Nothing crazy here. Final Jeopardy. So what do you want to wager out of your points for the last question? I'm going to let you guys know the final category is promos. So send me a private message on this Skype with your wager so you guys don't both see it.
I will just tell you this. I'm going big money. I'm putting it all in right here, all 66 of my points.
All right, no fear, no fear. So, Dre, do you want to tell us what you're going to put in then? Just go that way with it?
Yeah, I'm going all in too then. Yeah, go
All
big or go
right.
home. I'm gonna be
Oh.
on four star.
So yeah, here it goes. Dun dun dun. Since Dre has the lead, he'll be the one that gets to answer first. Boom boom boom. Actually, we did that in the messages last week, actually, too. You guys, so yeah, all right, so here's the question. I'll ask you guys the question, and you guys both send it to me in the messages. All right, so on June 27th, 2011, CM Punk cut a promo, famously known as this. Hi, Colt Cabana.
Fuck, dude. Hold on.
I think I'm probably just sent that to everybody, but that's okay.
I didn't see it, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't think you needed to see it. Yeah, you definitely. All right, so we're gonna go with Dre first. He had 76. He wagered 76. He went with the answer, the pipe bomb promo, which is the correct answer, which puts him at 152. My man Billy C wagered 66 of his 66, and he put the pipe bomb promo, which puts him at, what do we got here? 120, so 132. And the big winner and the 4CR Game of Rings champion right now, who puts him in the running for the tournament we're going to do probably. So now you're the second one in it, Dre. The genius himself, Dre, is now 100. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah, standing ovation. Now, if we had applause sounds, it'd be going for you.
Thank
Anything you want
you.
to say? Any final like victory speech or anything?
Thank you. It was an honor to compete on your show, Mr. Jeff. I gotta say, I got lucky. Very scared coming in because Billy, especially certain subjects like ECW, I knew I had to bring my A game if I was going to even try to compete. So just to come out here with a victory today, I'm overwhelmed with excitement. So looking forward to being back in the tournament. There is a tournament. Happy.
Yeah,
Let's
hell yeah.
go.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, a little winners tournament, game of kings right there. But yeah, so far that was funny that you took the 5-star question, the ECW round. You took that away from Billy. He went with the 1-star early, and you took it away with the 5-star with that Mike Awesome question, and that was pretty much it. Billy, any final comments on your showing here today?
Much like Villanova, I have, heavy favorite, ousted early. But I knew Dre was going to come with it today, just because Dre and I have been podcasting for a long time together, and he is very, very good at this stuff. So,
Yeah, see,
congratulations to my main man.
if I was handicapping it, I would not have said heavy favorite. Definitely thought it was going to be pretty close. But man, I didn't see it. Like, you guys were nailing every question. Maybe I just asked too easy a question this week. Like I said, I rushed the questions. But at the same time, I guess anybody listening and want to let me know if the questions are too easy, we'll step it up next week. But last week they were telling me they were too hard, so now I got to find that middle ground, you know?
Absolutely. It was still
Was the
a blast to do regardless.
Great time.
No, that
Great
was fun,
time.
man. It flowed really well too. You guys were flying through all the questions, everything like that. So, all right, before we get out of here, guys, where can everyone find you, Champ Dre, Real World's Champ? That's funny that you are the Real World Champ. Obviously, you just proved
I
that. So.
am. You know what? Yes. You can follow me, the champ of the day, at Real World's Champ on Twitter.
Hell yeah! And where's your guys' podcast at?
Go ahead, Bill. You can handle that.
Let's
Yeah,
see. I would
Billy, you
say,
take care of the manager over here.
probably the easiest way to find our content is follow us on Twitter at 4C Radio. There's usually links to the YouTube stuff, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn app, the website. Because it's not just Dre and myself. The Gator Pit is on there with some very talented guys. You can hear the New Blood Rising podcast, Raw's Nitro podcast, and of course, Dre and I do two shows most weeks. The original recipe for CR, and then Retro Review. We try and get in every Sunday when we can. So that's probably the easiest way to find us. Just follow us on Twitter at 4C Radio, and of course, you can follow me at Billy Carpenter underscore.
You guys got a pretty deep roster over there on the whole 4CR gimmick, that's for sure. Maybe have the Gator Pit guys on one of these Game of Rings one time. Have Corey and Nick battle it out. That'd be funny.
I
But
will go on
cool.
record. I will
Open
go
house.
on record and say Corey Santiago will destroy Nick Gator in a trivia contest. He is
Oh my.
He is.
Yo, Dre, it sounded like was going to say the opposite.
I was going to say Nick. Wow.
Yo,
I didn't know
see,
Corey
now,
had it like
now
that.
I like what I'm hearing. Now we have to have this happen. We're going to talk to them after the show now.
Corey is like scary good with dates and main events for shows that happened like 20 years ago. And, you know, what time the show went on. And he's very, very good that way.
That's awesome. That's perfect for what we're doing here. So hopefully we can build on that. Yeah, have Corey in there. Now I want to see if Dre's right, because Dre's the champ. So maybe he knows better. I don't know. It's hard to say. But anyway, thank you guys for coming on, everything like that. If you guys are listening to the podcast on iTunes, which you can find it there, it's on Podomatic. You can get it on YouTube, Toy Spotting TV. But the easiest way is just to go to jeffrefs.com, and you'll find everything else I'm doing over there. You know, we got the Near Falls interviews with wrestlers. We're doing, you know, some three stars of the night with, you know, Monday Night Raw, stuff like that. So, yeah, check that out. And like I said, hopefully we'll get the Gator podcast guys on here one of these weeks. I think Mike is the Hat's going to go on against his cousin, who thinks he's the wrestling trivia genius, on the next episode. So we got a lot of things going on for Game of Rings. I hope you guys are enjoying that. And that's pretty much it. Anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here?
No. Support, you know, what Jeff is doing here. It's fun. Very fun concept. Hopefully we'll get to come back and do it again.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you never have too many times to run it through. It's like, I don't know, the guests, you know, it's fun to have people that want to be on. That's really what it comes down to. Because the questions, I feel like, for the listeners is what's really interesting. They want to answer along as they listen, you know?
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, come on, that's an easy one. That was AJ Lee. Like, yeah, no doubt. But what are you going to do? But all right, everybody, I hope you guys are digging the concept. Keep listening. I think, you know, comment or rate it on iTunes, and maybe we'll get more listeners, something like that. But, you know, it's too early in the game to worry about that kind of crap. So don't even worry about it. And we'll see you next week.
Peace.